Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Okay, so I finally tried the pork stuffed sweet potato that everyone raves about, and it was so good. It really hit the spot.
It's a fantastic lunch, light enough to be lunch, but heavy enough that if you want it for dinner, you can do that. Last night, I had the bison chili bowl.
Yeah.
Michelle, I've never had bison in my life. I would never think to cook bison. I looked at the label. I didn't even know what I had ordered, but man, I mixed it all together with the bison, the chili, a little cheese on top. It's amazing. Like, I know we stress it every time, Michelle, but it's chef-prepared meals. Like, you're not just eating a frozen food dinner that's quick and convenient. You're eating chef-prepared meals that are affordable and convenient. Good Eats Kitchen has been just such an awesome lifestyle change for me.
Absolutely, and with three convenient locations, too. You know, I went and picked up my meals yesterday at their location just off of Corporate. So, living in Denham, it's right on the way home. Mm-hmm. They've got one in Ichiban Square and also a location in Lafayette. You can also order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. So, it's everything is super easy, and if you mention Matt's Moment, you get 20% off.
So there's no excuses at all.
No excuses.
Mention Matt's Moment as well. Say your 20%.
Yes.
LSU wrapped up fall camp. So today, Thursday, is their walkthrough like in a game week. So they're officially fully turning toward Georgia Southern preparation now and starting the season. Ed Ogeron met with the media on Wednesday night, so that's his last media availability until game week when he has his, you know, his Monday press luncheon when he'll preview the game. So it's really upon us. A couple of tidbits. Ogeron said he expects everybody to be healthy for game week, with the exception, of course, of Cardale Thomas, who's done for the year. But everyone who's had these nagging injuries, he expects them to be back. We've been watching some position battles. Tight end is going to be down to Stephon Sullivan and Thaddeus Moss, but both are really going to play. Ed Ogeron also said that Badara Traore, who is a JUCO tackle who transferred in last year, that he's the number six lineman. So tackle or guard, if someone comes out, Traore is the guy that goes in. Hate to say it this way, Michelle, but a year ago, he was kind of looking like he was going to be a bust. The guy who came in with tons of credentials, couldn't get on the field, looked overmatched at this level. You think he's going to be able to contribute this year, which is a really good thing. And Ray Parker, this is interesting. He played tight end at Ruston. He's a true freshman. Played tight end at Ruston. He's got the body to be an offensive lineman, but he only weighs like 230 right now. So the idea is eventually they're going to make him into an offensive tackle. Well, he went to the coaches and said, hey, can I play defensive end? So they figured, why not? So they're letting him try his hand right. 6'5", 230. He really athletic kid. Might actually give LSU some edge pressure also. So a lot of personnel decisions. We're getting super close. A couple of other things real quick. Good luck to the East Bank Little League World Series
team.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
6 o'clock tonight, they play in the semifinals. If they beat Virginia, they move on to the U.S. Finals this weekend at the Little League World Series. And this Sunday, an E60 on Les Miles on ESPN.